taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I'm going to start off with something very controversial.
Okay.
Traffic hasn't been this good since COVID.
Man, listen, and you know what? You know what sucks about that? I was gonna come in and say, if you go 60 miles an hour in the left lane, there is a special place in hell for you. Like, unreal, dude. Like, come on, man. Like, we're on the interstate.
Did you get a lot of that? Or
you're just going 10 miles below the speed limit. Get out of the way.
What car was it? Because I feel like, listen, Green Bronco, I hope you arrived safe. Anybody who had to deal with that Green Bronco today.
Were they being wild?
Oh, they were being out of control. That was like a road rage extraordinaire. Green Bronco, if you're listening, it's not that serious. It ain't that serious. Yeah, it was so bad that I wanted to make sure I had clearance from the Green Bronco because I'm like, you're going down today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just didn't want it to be ugly.
Yeah. It's fair. Sorry, you know, typically, when the show starts, look, Elijah's like, are you picking me up from practice? Nope, son, I'm on the air at 10 o'clock every day. He's like, oh, so I do all this like as the music's playing just for him to be like, oh, I call mom, I'm supposed to be going with Mandy. Yeah.
Why you give him that voice?
Because that's what he sounds like to me now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like as a typical teenager.
Yeah, as a typical teenager.
He's just a you just want to call him a slacker?
Yeah. I'm like,
speaking of, so Jalen sends me the picture of him up on the scoreboard with Aaron Rodgers.
I saw that
completion. Yeah, completion left. But I did notice they used the wrong number for you. He changed his number now.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, but they used a picture with the hair and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, they dropped the ball on that. But that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Using him as a trivia. Bet Nikki would love to see that.
Yeah.
I said, who had more completions?
I saw that. I saw that on Facebook. Right. That was good.
But, yeah, that was still cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do it, man.
Coming up the weekend. Mondays are our sports days.
What a weekend, man, here in Louisville.
Let me do this. Let me first open up the phone lines on a beautiful, beautiful Monday. 8150-939. This is really, really good.
What is it?
This is really good.
It looks good. That doesn't look like piss.
Yeah, it's fair. That actually is the first thing you brought in here in that jar that's looked appetizing.
Nice, bright, and orange, and not super foamy.
This is pineapple, strawberry,
okay,
and lemon juice.
Okay, so is it real fruit?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just mixed it?
Yeah.
Do you have a juicer?
Yes.
Nice.
So it's pineapple, strawberry,
and lemon juice. I did the hand squeeze the lemon juice, strawberry, pineapple. This is really good.
Is that all that's in there?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, I might go into a sugar coma or something, because it is sweet and it is delicious. So I just want to listen.
It looks good.
If you don't know, Nikki, I wasn't going to like make this a deal. I was going to try to do one of those. There's nothing more irritating than people on their health journeys that can't stop talking about their health journeys. But we have to share our health journeys with each other.
Well, it's content, too. Yeah.
And I'll be damned if I'm going to let you and... I was going to say you and Steve. You and Steve just shrivel up on my watch, and I'll just keep on blowing up. So anyway, zero carbs, zero sugar, except for my fruit. I'm going to try for 2 weeks.
Damn.
No sugar, no bread, no sugar, no fast food. 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then what about week three? You got a plan for week three?
We're going to...
just eat it all again?
Yeah, we're going to see how manageable it was for the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then decide, because if on week two, I don't feel any different, I'm going to say, yeah, that was stupid.
That was a dumb idea. I'm just going to eat whatever I want.
Yeah, that was a dumb idea, or we're going to find a different route. But, yeah. But I'm going to say, listen, it's June. Do it, Marcus.
Yeah.
And, of course, you scroll one time, and then I see the lady telling me, if you don't stop sugar, you're going to die tomorrow.
Yeah,
you
know? Right.
Yeah, that lady, she's like, sugar on the brain is Alzheimer's. Sugar on the eyes is glaucoma. Sugar on the blood is diabetes. And sugar. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You got me.
Damn.
You got me. We'll try it. Yeah, it was
like, tell me how that works.
Sugar in the toes is arthritis. And it was like, Jesus.
Can you tell me one time sugar is good?
Yeah,
we do need some of it.
There was no. Only sugar that you could tolerate is the sugar in your fruit. But that's it. So this is the experience for people who want us to move on and shut up about health journeys.
Because what people really want to talk about today is baby Gronk. See, we got baby Gronk this weekend
from
Kentucky.
Short-lived.
And then he went to Texas A&M, unfortunately. And then he went to Ole Miss. So now he's at Ole Miss.
I want to know.
We lost baby Gronk.
Quick question. How many men over 35 are going to challenge anybody under 21 in the college football video game?
Not many, probably. Yeah, not many.
Not many. Yeah. Listen, you don't think men over 35 can tap into their just my college knowledge should have me able to beat you in the college football
game? No, I don't think so. Game. I think most men that age are smart, and they're like, now these kids now just be rocking me in that game.
And the adult male ego,
yeah,
can't take getting wasted by a child.
Nope, not at all.
So does your dexterity just? Are you not sharp enough to jump playing?
It's a different game, man. Like for
one, adults just drink too much and just like
probably, yeah. It's like no.
I got other stuff to do in real life.
Yeah. It's like no.
I can't keep up with the trendy skill set of video games.
Yeah, it's like just not gonna happen.
So when he's not around, you might pick up the stick.
Yeah. That's probably what I'll do. I'll probably just mess around with it, just like just.
So you won't actually play the game. You'll just build the character or something.
Yeah, just play around with it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I'm not gonna really do anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
okay.
So this weekend, man.
Okay, we're gonna reset this weekend. If we do it chronological, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did the Coleman Hawkins situation play out?
It was after we were off the air.
You're sure about that?
Yeah.
So we left here expecting Coleman Hawkins to be here on a visit.
Yeah, because it was shortly after we were off the air that it was like, okay, he's not going to visit here.
Okay. Coleman Hawkins.
Uh-huh.
Once you got the news that Coleman Hawkins was not going to visit, how did you unpack that?
I just assumed it was money.
You just assumed?
Yeah, right off the bat. Yeah, I was just like my immediate reaction was, now, of course, we know a little more now, but my immediate reaction was just,
it was money, like his asking price was just too high?
Yeah, or somebody else paid him more than we have left, or, you know, it was like, okay. That was kind of where I went with it just immediately. And then of course, later in the day, you see that now he was going to Kansas State and has visits set up to LSU now out of nowhere.
Can't say LSU pop up out of nowhere.
And SMU is still there, so he's going to go to SMU now, too. And while he was on campus at K-State...
Wait. Before you get there.
Okay.
The immediate rumor was that it was from the Louisville side that the visit got canceled.
Yep.
Okay, when you heard those original rumors, did you feel like they were...
Yeah.
Credible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, Jody Demling's pretty credible. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, no, yeah, it was, it felt like that Louisville probably just said, okay, well, we've chatted. And I know Jeff Leitze had shared a video of Pat Kelsey on with, I think, Bob earlier before in April.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Kelsey was talking about with him. He was like, yeah, no, when we bring a guy in, we really, really vet everything about him. Mm-hmm. Like, we really go into a deep dive. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like, okay, did they just go so far? And then there was talk that, you know, Pat Kelsey had talked to some guys in the locker room that mm-hmm. were a little less than thrilled about Coleman Hawkins coming in.
Right.
And it wasn't guys that was going to be competing with him head-to-head.
Right,
you know?
Right,
so it was like, yeah, I think at the end of the day, it was just where, no, it's probably just not the best choice.
Okay. So then, he's the visit's canceled. Now he's on his way to Kansas State.
Yeah.
And anything interesting happened while he's on his visit with Kansas State?
Yeah, now he's at Kansas State. Now remember, he's at Kansas State. He set up a visit to LSU out of nowhere now and SMU while he's on Kansas State's campus
during his official visit.
Yeah, he's talking to Hunter Dickinson on Twitter about possibly going to Kansas.
Wait. He's on Twitter in a back and forth exchange with Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
While he's on the Kansas State campus.
Yes. So it's essentially like if he was here and Jackson Robinson wrote him and was like, man, you should come and see the real place in the state. And he was like, oh, yeah. It'd be like, well, this is weird.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think you watched that happen over the weekend and was like, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
If I was guy who says, oh, yeah, of course you say, you know, it was on your end. You just missed him.
Yeah.
So if you're that guy, you saw enough out of just the small exchanges where it's like, okay, I mean, you don't need a lot to justify, you know, especially when your class is as good as this one is.
Yeah.
You don't need a lot to justify saying, no, I can understand on our end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not being the fit.
Absolutely. And that's what it seems like it was.
Especially when you see what comes out later on that we'll get to later on. Okay. Good look for the city this weekend.
Great look for the city.
Great look for the city this weekend.
Two great crowds. I mean, just excellent, man. Back-to-back nights. You had one of the best crowds for a WWE event in a long time.
And WWE event, best crowds.
Yeah.
It was a good product on the television.
Yeah. It was a great
crowd. Excellent crowd.
Yeah.
Steve and I have been to a lot of those. And yeah. That was one of the more full ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's gotten to where, I mean, here recently, you know, when they would come, it's like, man, I just hope there's a good enough showing that they'll keep coming back, you know, and the whole top's roped off. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, you know, let's try to fill up the bottom. And then this wasn't that the case at all. And then the cherry on top of that was the next night at UFC, where, I mean,
just under 20,000.
Just under 20,000, where they said, here's the thing, the highest grossing fight night of all time. That's pretty good. Like that
in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
The highest grossing fight night of all time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
This is an event town. We've said it, and it's not, that's not what you call it. That's not lip service.
And UFC ended up being a great
The fights
were awesome, man. Like, it just worked out perfect. Where it was like, you had knockouts, TKOs, you had the controversial finish in the last fight, you know, which is, you know, you hate. But
I was on the phone with you when the spinning back elbow went down.
Yeah, dude, spinning back elbow just cans the guy. There was one guy that was supposed to come on this show last week. I won't say his name yet. But we accidentally—I'll just say his name. It was Julian. What, Julian Marquez?
Yes, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
The Cuban Missile Crisis. So he was supposed to come
There's
on this
actually
show.
Actually, a Cuban Missile Crisis going on right now.
Well, that's him.
Do people know that?
Well, yeah, but now it's him. So here's the thing: he was supposed to be on here like Thursday. I don't know. Both days Nick didn't show up, so it was like he was supposed to be on here, and we never did get him on.
Right.
So he gets knocked out like the first minute and a half of the fight. And I immediately text Nick and was like, that's why we didn't have it going.
Tanner did the exact same thing. Yeah, Tanner was just like, you know, maybe we were bad luck for him or something.
Yeah, he went on with Nick on the V show.
No,
it got bungled up over on our show too. So I swear maybe we were just
the first day you were here, the first day he couldn't get the number right or something.
And then it
messed up.
We
again
had to move times. It's okay, just do it tomorrow. And he's like, okay, cool. And then
our team went to the UFC fights.
Yeah, the whole squad was there. The basketball team. Okay. Yeah, they looked like they had a nice little suite, and they were kicked up there, just chilling and watching. But yeah, man, you got to thank UFC now. Dana White's a money guy, and you got to think that he seen money
line.
There.
Yep, bottom line.
You know, so I'm hoping that, I mean, because I would think
you got to not have a conversation
if they come back for a pay per view. Mm-hmm. You probably pack the Yum Center. I mean,
actually, I'll take it a step further. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw more gyms. If you saw more when they see the numbers that Louisville puts up, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw more academies, some more, you know.
Yeah.
It's happened to the youth, you know.
Well, it was a big night for all of, or a big weekend for that whole thing. Cause I mean, on Sunday, you know, it was in Vegas in the UFC Apex, but NXT had their little pay per view there. And, of course, I don't think they'll ever do that again because apparently some of the wrestlers were a little agitated because it's a small place.
Okay.
Now, this isn't the WWE people. This is I thought she had a baby in that bag for a second. So I was like, that threw me off. But it's NXT, which is kind of like the AAA, but it's, you know, but the distance from the ring to the fan was much smaller.
Okay.
And
so they didn't feel like they're performing separate.
Well, it just dangerous. I mean, just when you're going out of the ring, and it was like, man, there's not a lot of space. So they said that a lot of the wrestlers were a little bit like, hey,
we need,
if we're going to do this again, that's got to be backed up. But for UFC, WWE, TKO, which is the brand that owns them, it was a huge weekend. And for Louisville to be Louisville and Las Vegas to be the two cities that did that is a pretty big deal. I mean, that's the first place. It went so untalked about last week that this is the first time ever TKO has put one of these back-to-back nights on. A SmackDown and a UFC fight night, and they did it in Louisville. And Louisville delivered
successfully both
nights. Yeah, so, I mean, I would imagine WWE will probably consider coming back for – and WWE brings Raw and SmackDown, which are big, you know – But maybe you look at a pay-per-view or something there, or something else there too. And then I would imagine UFC is looking at another fight night already, probably. And then maybe, I mean, I think they're already booked out through like UFC 307 or something like that. But I know 306.
Imagine if we still had the previous deal with the Yum Center.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, man, I mean, it looks like... I mean, I can't imagine that you don't say, yeah, we got to get back there. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to 306 and the Spear. UFC 306 in the Spear in September in Vegas.
Really?
I'm interested to see.
Get on you, Steve.
What?
You said Spear.
Sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Spear.
And then I was like, I'm not.
The Sphere.
Yeah, it is.
Steven.
Sven.
Yeah. The Spear. I know it does, but you're right.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You are right.
Because the fact that I was like, oh, okay. Okay. So big showing there. Did you digest any NBA playoffs?
No. Nope. I watched game one and I was like, Celtics are gonna win this.
Yeah, it didn't take much to
I said it on the air too, so it's not like the day after that game won, it was like the Celtics are just fundamentally better top to bottom. They're just a better team. It's not going anywhere past five.
I enjoyed watching Jrue Holiday just X factor everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I was like, when we were talking about it, it was very short. You know, we have a short NBA conversation, but you know, you look up and you say, If Jrue Holiday can keep Kyrie Irving busy,
yeah,
it's
well because stars they're equal pretty much. Mm-hmm.
They
you know,
cancel.
If you look at Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Luka and Kyrie, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, they're equal. But then we're watching it, and you forget like, man, PJ Washington looks really good for him, and different ones look really good for him. And then you're like, who the Celtics got? And you're like, oh, their next round is Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, and you know, White. You're like, Derek White. White. Yeah, you're like, no, they're
fundamentally
exponentially better from 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's like, I don't, it's over. Like, it might go 5.
I was really glad Missoula dodged the debating question, too.
Yeah.
Just like, don't do that.
Well, we all have a special place in our heart for Joe Missoula after that Elite Eight right. game in 2010.
It's like, yep, way to handle
your business. Just the way he just ran that. He ran that like the ultimate game manager. It was like John Wall, Bledsoe, them guys, and Missoula just picked them apart like Rich Gannon. It's just like, yeah, it's like, or Brad Johnson. Remember when they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, just, the Ravens.
The Ravens. Buccaneers.
Yeah. I knew it was one
Brad
either.
The one year it was Trent Dilfer versus Kerry Collins. And you're like, these are the two biggest game
New York, New York had a team one time, and I had to use Kerry Collins. Like, I liked all the other players, and I'm like,
yeah. Somebody bringing up the Tigers video again. They didn't hear it at the beginning.
Okay.
But yeah. They want to make sure you knew he did see it. That was awesome. Look,
Jalen sent it to me. I was doing your voice.
Yeah, Jalen. He's still two fingers up his nose.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah, when you're like, oh yeah. But no, it was that's pretty much where I am with that though. After I watched a little bit of it, it's kind of like, did you see the video? By the way, you know me and you love these videos. Did you see the video I sent you of Luka going over and dapping up Travis Kelce?
Yes, I did. I did.
Nick. Travis Kelce looks like a child. Like, Travis Kelce, you think Travis Kelce,
every
you know,
time you see him, yeah. he's the biggest man in the room.
Yeah, you know.
He's the most physically impressive
Luka,
guy.
You realize Luka would be a defensive end. Like a big, giant defensive end.
He would look bigger than, he would look like Peppers.
He goes over there and daps up Travis Kelce and kind of brings him in.
He engulfs him.
He swallows Travis Kelce. Yeah, like just go.
Travis Kelce's the biggest guy in the room, 99%.
Yeah, he just, oh my gosh, dude.
And just like girth wise,
yeah.
He's just like wider, taller.
Oh, dude.
Arms are just wrap around him, and it's like,
well, everyone knows girth's important.
Oh, yeah. So is swallow.
There was no dodging that. That was gonna go paused out. No matter how you played it,
where are we going? But yeah, no, that was just impressive.
Yeah, I'm watching the video right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, like so I have a particular, like I said, Malice in the Palace. You know, yeah. just to.
But the way Luka walks over there to him, and kind of, if you'll notice, Luka kind of, I think just out of respect, kind of squats a little bit when he walks over there. Like, you know, yeah, like I'm not trying.
Give him a little bow. Give him a little bow.
Yeah, Luka kind of hunches over and, you know, just like, I'm not trying to show you up here. Like, you know. But, yeah, it was, I was like, gosh, man, you forget how big these guys in the NBA are. It's huge, man.
And like I said, when you're watching them, because here's the thing.
I mean, and listen, I still say the best athletes in the world, pure athletes are in the NFL. I do say that. But, like, because I'm like, in the NFL, I'm like, you may get, there's corners in the NFL that can jump with guys in the NBA all day long, like, and they're just not as tall. But in the NBA, you got the most impressive bodies.
Yeah, stature,
By far. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Like, when you see Jalen work out up close or something, you're like, this is the best athletes in the world. Like, this is the NFL athlete is just unreal. But, yeah, the structure, man.
It was, what's your guy's name? He was on ESPN, the safety. I can't think of his name. Pittsburgh, Ryan Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw a clip when they were kind of having that conversation where – and one of the more recent basketball players was like, I could pick 50 guys right now that could be in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, put them out there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like, in theory, that sounds right. But
then again, he should have made the disclaimer, but there's no targeting anymore, so.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's why they might be able to survive now.
Nobody in the NFL, especially on the defensive side of the ball, completely tick right. You know, like something.
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Something's just off.
You have to be.
Not like in a crazy way, but to something's just seeking. Not. Even Jalen, like something's.
You know, no, something, you know, in what, there, you know, man. What, you know what, Steve? I'll take that a step further because I did have that epiphany. For years, I've been known as being delusional.
Yeah.
Right? You know, with some of my sports, you know, the depth of my sports beliefs, right?
Yeah.
You don't succeed in sports at the highest of the highest levels without being delusional.
A little delusion.
Yeah. Just like, no, I can do.
Yeah.
How? Listen, Jay-Z, he always tells this story.
Mm-hmm.
He says his uncle, who loves him, would tell him, you think you're going to sell a million records?
Yeah.
Like, how do you think you're, like, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
When your kid says, I'm going to sell a million records, and you have to tell your kid, that is one in 52 million attempted entertainers will sell 100,000 records. That means it's 104 million people, you know what I'm saying, that are trying to sell a million, you know.
Do you know how many records Jay-Z sold?
That's what he said. He's like, I sold a million records like a million times.
Yeah. It's like 140 million records.
That's funny. He was like explaining, my uncle was looking right in the face saying, you can't do that. You need to go get the job down at the post office like the rest of us. He's like, but he couldn't wrap his head around it. But you have to be delusional to be so you have to really say, like, no, I'm going to do it. And you have to be more delusional than the next person down the street or, you know, just the next guy. And it's got to work. But
he's number four, by the way.
Behind who?
Number one. Or hang on. Well, look.
Yeah, what genres?
No. I don't know. I don't know. This thing is, I'm on one of them sites where it keeps loading ads. The Beastie Boys are number nine. Oh, and then it finally just. Okay. The Beastie Boys are number 9. Outkast, Lil Wayne. Let's see. Then you have.
I got to see the bootlegging documentary now because I want to know how many of the greatest artists got bootlegged to death.
Kanye, Drake, number 4. Jay-Z's number 4 as well. Tupac, number 2, and Eminem's number 1.
Yeah, I want to see who got bootlegged in that.
We win.
It's like, yes, we own rap.
Rap goes through the white man. Everybody knows that.
Saw that coming. Yeah. I tell you what. Listen, something happened.
Something happened this weekend.
Something happened this weekend. All this stuff we've been talking about, good people, was senseless jargon. What we're going to talk about next is the most important conversation you will hear probably this entire summer. Quick commercial break. 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve, I'm going to give him a quick reminder.
Okay.
While I'm giving that reminder, will you be able to send Nikki the video? Or Nikki, will you be able to send the video, the recently released video by the Louisville men's basketball team?
Oh, I can get it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to play it.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Before Nikki,
it's supposed to hurt.
Why he's heating up the sound, I want to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Texas says, great song choice, Nick.
Thank you. I'm talking a little Jay-Z.
I think it only flew because we waited for the breakdown. Had you cut it off, you wouldn't have got that text.
Yeah, that was a good call.
That's a good point.
Breakdown.
Steve, championships are won in the summer.
Yes.
All championships are won in the summer.
Yes, they are.
When you feel like somebody may not be as interested in pulling in the same direction as the rest of your unit,
you kick them out of school.
No, you don't let them on your campus.
They're even better.
You don't even let them disturb
your peace.
The unity. The key word. And
yeah. Oh, Major Payne. Yeah.
Unit.
Yeah.
The key word in unity without the Y. Steve, championship openings. I don't know who was intricate enough to know. This you know what, Steve? This is almost like a subliminal signal,
yeah,
to the real basketball heads. Now I'll give this disclaimer. This is gonna be very funny. I got into sports radio, and I felt like it was my job to talk about all the little things that mean something.
Yeah.
Because all we do a lot of times, who won, who lost. You know? Who won, who lost. You know, who scored this many points, who didn't. You know?
Yeah.
And it's that. And I'm like, it's so hard to succeed at this level. It's so difficult. There's so many things that have to go right. There's so many little intricate things that have to be talked about.
You know what else it's hard to do?
I'm listening.
To say goodbye to yesterday.
It really is. Oh, God. It's hard, Steve. That might be a delivery behind you.
Chick-fil-A.
Blanket Baker.
Yeah, that has to be somebody else. Are they going to hit the doorbell? Why didn't he hit the doorbell? So, can you send somebody, Nikki? I still need you in here, actually, but can you? Yeah, please. Steve.
Good man.
Always want to talk about the little things. Always want to point out how many details, how many things got to go right.
Oh, yeah.
For things to go good. What mentality you have to have. One of my earliest things, my criticisms of the last regime, the thing I hated openly. When someone says my workouts are almost impossible, I'm like, no, don't say that to a kid. Don't, because you're already putting a defeatist, you're not a defeatist, but you're putting a line like, if I almost get it, it's supposed to be impossible. So if I almost get it, it means I'm doing a good job. I want you to listen to this opening statement from the strength and conditioning coach, where you say, this is the mentality when you are teaching running through a wall.
I don't know how many we're going to do. I want you staying locked in. I'll decide when we're done based off the effort, based off the focus.
Stop.
We're just going to keep working.
Stop. I'm not giving you a number. I'm not giving you we're going to run 10 laps. Mm-hmm. We're going to run hard. We're going to run hard. And when I feel like you're giving maximum effort for the appropriate amount of time, then you've qualified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a time frame. I'm not, because think about it.
By the way, I think most people saw the video, but that's Coach Foy, the strength coach, is talking.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't like, Steve, when you're doing conditioning and your coach says, we're going to run 10 gassers, you're counting.
Yeah.
You're counting. The minute the coach gives you a number, we're at number 5. Oh, only got this many to go. So your effort is based on how many you got to go. Because the number's right in your brain. He's like, I don't know how many we're going to do. You make me happy with your effort.
Yeah.
Then that is going to decide how much running and work we do. But Steve, that is going to test your psyche. This is guys on the beach in military. It's like ops guys.
Oh yeah, Navy SEALs.
That's the kind of stuff they do. Like they don't. You might as well stop thinking that you're gonna finish. You're never gonna. It's never gonna end.
Yeah.
And I need this in your brain. This exercise is never going to be over. So you might as well just lock in and love the pain. You know what I'm saying? What does he end up saying? It's supposed to hurt.
Yeah.
Fall in love with the pain because you don't know when the finish line is going to be. So you might as well. You're here.
Yeah.
You're locked in. This is a now you just can't leave kind of thing.
Yeah.
So now you're going to decide when you come into this practice, I don't even know what to expect. I don't know, but all I know is he's not cutting us any slack. I love that video. Hit it again.
Working. You got to have your buddies back. Ready and go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
was that the Frank Anselm or not? No, that was at the end. Noah Waterman.
Yeah.
Noah Waterman looked really hyped for that dunk.
Noah Waterman is a little more athletic than I think we thought, man.
You know what he reminded me of? Woody Harrelson, when he finally got that dunk off the alley-oop in the championship game, a white man can't jump.
Yeah.
The way he screamed, like he was excited about getting that
stuff. Well, he went around Kasem Pryor to get it. And Kasem was on his hip.
He was right on him.
Yeah, so.
He was more hyper than anybody on the team on that one. But, again, the verbiage, like if you were saying, okay, that level of intensity.
Yeah.
Mixed with that level of verbiage on June, 8th?
Yeah.
What's today, the
9th? Today's the 10th, so today's,
on June 8th-ish, you know, that's when, you're already at that. You're already full roster loaded. You're already like, dude, they're trapped in the weight room. Now, just again, go back 3 days, and you're going back and forth with Coleman Hawkins.
Yep.
And you're like, I'm already busting these kids' asses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already, you know, like,
yeah.
If you miss 3 days of conditioning,
yeah,
you eyeballing your teammate already. If he's really going hard on us, you know what I'm saying? And you see, like, imagine this. We worked the last 3 days. And a guy is going to come in with a little bit of attitude that we might know about, you know?
Again,
this is not just us saying that. This is the NBA saying he might have some maturity issues that you know, might have turned some teams off. So just imagine how easily, not just the money part of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not just the listening to locals talk about $2 million being thrown around. Like, you don't know. And you know, and just like I said, the angst of you're gonna come in here, see us practice and work, and then go somewhere else and try to our coach is gonna be negotiating with you while you came in here and watched us work like this, and then you're gonna just go and leave and just maybe I'll need You can see a coach just saying, "Man, we already deep into this."
Yeah,
You come here. You listen. If the negotiation's right, if you come here, you better be ready.
Well, and let me say this. I will add this as we're kind of closing on this part of it, because I think when we come back, we'll talk about some of the play in the video and what that might mean.
Oh yeah,
I got a few things on that we'd like to get to, but I still think there's a good chance we add another guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see where this one wasn't it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's international. Maybe it's a reclass. Maybe it's a freshman, you know, later in the summer. But I, for reasons you said there, because that's like, so far, I don't think Ali Khalifa has made it back.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, he can't do. Yeah, everything. But Kobe Rogers is here working, you know, but he's, of course, not out this year. But I don't think Corin Johnson is here, and I don't think Roots is here. Okay. Well, I know Roots isn't here. Mm. But, like, those guys are guys that are like, no, I'm in.
Yeah, they're just taking
care of whatever reason. I'm not there yet, but I'm in, you know. I don't think the negotiating guy, like, I think if they added an international guy or a young guy or something in late July, early August, I think the team would be more of like, yeah, come on
in. Yeah.
You're going to be behind, but we're going to bring you along. Whereas I do agree with you on that. This is a guy that's coming in. This guy's coming in to start.
Yep.
But it's like.
And for like I said, coming out of the NBA camp.
Yeah. Yep. That almost needed to be a deal that Louisville knew was done.
Yep.
You know, you want to come to Louisville, here it is, boom, you're coming in, hey, and you're basically meeting the team. Hey, guys, man, I love what y'all do, I'm in, you know, like, let's do it. And it didn't feel like that was the case. I mean, all last week, Trilly Donovan was like, I think he's going to visit a few other places, and everybody's like, no, we'll close it. And it's like, no, now you're seeing. He went to K-State, then he went to, now he's going to LSU and SMU, and he's talking to Kansas. And it's like,
he's a good, good, good player. He's a really good player.
He's going to be really good wherever he goes.
So, any of this fuss is not, it's still saying, I understand why you can say, we vetted him, and these little immature things, but he's worth kicking the tires.
Absolutely.
He's worth talking to.
Well, like, no, I mean, I said it. I mean, that's a you hate saying that when he doesn't come, but I mean, I said it. He's coming here to start.
Right.
He would be a starter, I believe, right, if he came right here. And that's...
Look, many a times have I believed a woman's story and had to find out for myself.
And just said, sure.
You know what? I think I side with your ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, but you still got to kick your tires. Well, I guess you better play us out.
When we come back, there's a lot of substance from that video. Mm. If you haven't watched the video, I suggest you go watch it in the break. We're going to talk about some of the things and what we're now getting into, where we're seeing some things and we're going, okay, well, I can start fitting people. I can start placing people. I can start.
Yep.
That guy, that player's got a deficiency.
Yep.
That player, that, you know, just off some videos, because that ain't the only video we got. But we'll talk some on the court stuff.
Rolling along, 93.9 The Ville.